This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hanging out at our favorite place. It is our residency, as Mike likes to say. Hooters, Mall of Georgia, guys. Come on through and hang out with us. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock. Having a good time, another day of practice, and it was the second full padded practice for our Atlanta Falcons today. And we're going to get you caught up on all the things we saw and everything that's going down. But Mike Bell, we finally got a chance this season to talk exclusively to Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, man, and we basically asked all the questions you guys want answered. Number one, is he healthy? Where's his head at? Does he hear the criticism? Does he feel the criticism is fair or unfair? Is he forging a relationship that's going to translate to touchdowns, talking about his quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., because this is year five? Does he have any consideration about this being a contract year, whether that contract is with the Falcons or somebody else?
And I will tell you guys this, because I know some of you think that he hates you guys. He doesn't. He understands what our job is, and he understands that when he doesn't perform, or anybody on that for that matter, they deserve criticism. But that is on the way, and you'll get a chance to judge for yourself about what Kyle Pitts had to tell us. Meanwhile, we finally get word today what Mike and I were kind of suspicious about, and that is the condition of Jalen Walker. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about James Pierce Jr. because we told you guys he's been on the field. Jalen hasn't. He's been working on the side with this management program.
And again, I don't know why you got to have this mystery, why the coach just can't come out and say on Sunday he's got a hamstring. But that's how Coach Ra operates, so now we know it's a hamstring. So he's been dealing with a slight hamstring issue. He was out there in the walkthrough or the sort of slow motion portion of the 11-on-11 where you don't take guys to the ground, things like that. But when they were going live, he was not on the field.
Two practices missed, and he was asked today, we asked Ra this question before practice started, are you concerned about the reps? I mean, look, I talk about this all the time. I think you being on the field and getting the reps before we head into the regular season matters, especially as a rookie. Mm-hmm. And he said no, because of the kind of guy Jalen is. He's going to be prepared. He's doing all the extra things. And he said, look, he's telling me every day, Coach, I'm ready. Let me go. And I think, Mike, they're being a little protective of it because it is a hamstring. But he said, this is the words that they use today, guys, minor hamstring. So I don't want to make more of it, but, Mike, we knew something was fishy, and
right.
Now we can kind of put it out there. But I saw him, Mike saw him today, and hopefully what they hope is next week when we come back up here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he'll be working towards playing in that first preseason
and
game.
And the thing is, and it's funny because we said this as the draft, post-draft, we got to meet and know some of these players and talk to them, like James Pierce Jr. You know, we did say because of the athleticism, the speed, and the height, and just the overall just badassery that he brings. It is funny. I was telling Carl at practice, you got to get used to number 27 out there making plays. It's like, I'll see somebody make a sack. I'm like, what? That's a pretty big corner. No, that's James Pierce Jr. He had another sack today. If this was real game type situations, he is wrecking havoc. He's a force. And you notice today he was all over the place?
He was.
From the left, from the right. And I can't wait to see this guy when it really matters. But James Pierce Jr., because he's out there, call it what it is, haven't seen Walker make plays because we haven't seen him have the opportunity. But Pierce Jr. continues to have us going, wow, look at that.
So Pierce had two sacks today. One would have been a co-sack if you were able to count these. Because, again, once they get to the quarterback, whistle blows, they're not taking guys to the ground. But they were both on Kirk Cousins, who I thought was holding the ball way too long today. Penix is in the first team, right? They're
right.
In basically, you know, they're going 11-on-11, and Cousins is holding on to the ball, and he sacked one time. They stop it. He sacked again, and I think Morgan Fox was in on the second one with Pierce. But either way, Mike's point is he's being recognized.
And you're noticing him, right?
Yes.
You're noticing him on the field. The other thing today is Penix Jr., 11-on-11. They're in the red zone or doing like a two-minute drill, throws a pick. Comes back, throws a score to Drake. He and Drake, I mean, it was like literally the ball didn't touch the ground at times. He had a great throw where we talk about, you know, you always say, Carl says, pull. You know, we talk about the quarterback anticipating the guy, breaking his route. How about that throw to Ray Ray? where McLeod just comes out open. It's got tight coverage, and he throws a dart right in there. That's a touchdown if it's Sunday.
It is. Natron Brooks with the pick in the end zone. Defense went crazy. It was a lot of fun to see simply because, again, they're trying to get the work in. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters, guys, Mall of Georgia location. Come on out and hang out with us. Our conversation with Kyle Pitts is on the way in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Also, you will hear what Drake London had to say with the Midday guys, Andy and Randy, a little bit later on in the show. The other thing we're watching today, and it's unfortunate because our team is out of it, is the Braves. And the reason is because the trade deadline today is at 6 p.m. So if you think, and by the way, I've said this, they're not trading Sean Murphy, they're not trading Michael Moynihan, anybody that you've been frustrated with, they're not getting rid of these core guys. But the two guys we have talked about, Mike, is Iglesias, expiring contract, and Marcelo Ozuna. As of right now, guys, it's 2:07. No news to report. We have not heard anything. That doesn't mean a deal's not maybe in place and maybe something doesn't go down later. But we've seen the Cubs and the Phillies and the Mariners, teams that are going to vie potentially for a World Series, making significant moves, but the Braves have not. And really, Mike, you know, we talk about sellers and buyers. Okay, well, maybe nothing happens between now and 6, and they're just going to let Marcel walk, and maybe they try to re-sign him. Who knows? And then you just move on from Iglesias. I'm not sure what the plan is right now with the way this is going.
Well, the Phillies got the best closer out there, and the best bat went to Seattle. You and I were talking about this with Grant the other day.
Suarez.
And I always butcher the name, but Eugenio Suarez going to Seattle.
He's a monster.
From the Diamondbacks. So Seattle for years has been, you know, just taking it in the shorts. And now all of a sudden they've got a catcher that could win the MVP. They got a great young staff. You know, Andy would say they got some things they can improve on that. But certainly the guys that have been out of the mix are in the mix, and they are now buying players. How about that?
Well, that was the bat I thought the Cubs were going to go get. Now, they did make a couple of moves, but I thought the Cubs needed him because, again, he's a third baseman. They've had ups and downs there. But with that said, Seattle's all in. So I know we don't watch a lot of those games because, again, they don't start till 10 o'clock. But that's a really good club, and they got a lot better with that move. But that was the best everyday player, Mike, that was available this trade deadline. All the rest of this stuff is pretty much pitchers, bullpen guys. But the Braves have yet, again, repeat, to do anything as of yet.
Pretty interesting, though, seeing Duran going to the Phillies, hard-throwing closer. So the Phillies, they already have a pretty good hard – I mean, they're a lot like the Dodgers. They don't have anybody who doesn't throw under like 99 miles an hour coming out of the pen. So the arms race between the Mets and the Phillies, how the Phillies are basically saying they're stunning people by making that move. So we'll continue to see how this goes down until 6 o'clock. But, you know, you got two teams that aren't afraid to spend the money. And obviously with Cohen, you got a guy who's ready to break the bank to get the Mets back in the World Series.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Find us on social media as well. Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one station and its number one sports show.
Mets picked up the Cardinals closer Ryan Helsley, and again, the immediate analysis from the guys in the know that follow this stuff feel that both the Phillies and the Mets gave up way too much from their farm system and their prospects to get the closers, but they're going for it. And they say this is the time. The time is now. They feel they got the kind of teams that could win. They've been basically leapfrogging each other all season long for first place in the NL East.
Yeah, I get the sense, Mike, that, you know, the money or the ask may have been too much. The ask, not the money. They're not as concerned as about the money. In the offseason, they'll figure that out. I think the ask is probably right about the players they got in return or gave away. But either way, that's where we're at with the deadline. We'll keep an eye out, guys, and we'll keep you updated. I want to get back to James Pierce Jr. real quick because Jesse Bates, our all-pro safety, spoke about not only him, but the defense and what he's seeing out of guys. And I just want you to hear what he said about Pierce, because this is the sentiment we're getting. We talked with Leonard Floyd, Mike, and he was like, oh, I love this kid. Here's what Jesse Bates said today about him.
James has a lot of character, man. You know, his locker's right there by me. You know, a lot of times rookies aren't kind of hesitant to touch the aux cord and stuff like that, but James is right there. He wants to play music. You know, he's voicing, you know, what he's thinking, and then he goes out there and he practices hard as hell. So you can respect that, you know, from a young guy, and just learning who he is, and he's just being himself, and that's all we ask. Just be yourself and be that same guy every single day.
Now, again, it's only a couple days into camp, but after all that sort of post-draft analysis where we had all these experts going, oh, you guys reached for Pierce. Pierce at 27, giving up a first-rounder, moving up from the second round, that was too much.
Might have got a steal.
Again, it's early days. Can't wait to see the scrimmage with the Titans. First things first, play the Lions next Friday. But this guy, I mean, he's checking all the boxes and all the veterans. That's the thing. Every veteran is impressed with what this kid is bringing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Like, I like watching engagements that most people may not be paying attention to. There was a time on because they're working on two fields, guys, if you've not been up to practice. And they're working on the kickoff, which the new kickoff rules suck. I don't like it.
Nobody does. Nobody likes it.
But they got to work on it, and you figure it out. And so they're working on kickoff, and Pierce comes over, and he's on one of the teams. You know, they're running different teams. And then Caden Ellis is over there cheering on his teammate. And then I see Pierce dap up Caden Ellis, just randomly tap him on the butt and kind of love on him a little bit. And I'm like, he's already got a good rapport with guys on the defense. And you can just see it. I mean, again, Mike says it's early, and it is. I just like those kinds of things. Not, Mike, you walk past your teammate, you don't acknowledge him.
Right.
It's like, hey, Caden Ellis, let's go. Like, it was one of those random moments where you go, okay, he's totally engaged, and I think it's good for the squad. Hey, man, as we talk about the Falcons, we got a lot to get to today. As we mentioned, Drake London visiting with Andy and Randy. I think the other thing that is at least worth mentioning, Mike, is – The Xavier Watts situation, and I say this because Xavier Watts was drafted. We believe, I do, I think he's going to be a starter. Is he a starter week one? But the Falcons went out and picked up another safety. And today it was one of the first things they announced because you're like, okay, is this a depth move?
Right.
Or is Xavier Watts maybe having some issues that maybe we're not aware of? And they signed safety Henry Black, and they released a guy named Malachi Polk, I believe his name is. But they signed Black. And Black's got experience. They know him. But it just is one of those things, Mike. Again, it's sort of like the Shark signing, right? You know there's right. an injury to Mooney. And ironically today, so they signed Henry Black, bring him out. He was on the field today. And then guess who was not working in the 11-on-11? Xavier Watts.
Which immediately had the media folks up and down the sidelines saying maybe Xavier Watts needs more development. Maybe Xavier Watts, despite having more interceptions than anybody in all the college football the last two seasons.
Or is there some undisclosed injury?
And here we go again.
Yeah.
And now we have to play the wheel of metaphors. Management. Strategy. I mean, what's the phrase? I just wish Coach Rob be straight. If there's an injury to Watts, just say you got an injury to Watts. We'll find out. We have to wait 48 hours to get it.
Yeah.
But if Watts isn't out there and they brought another safety in, doesn't take Inspector Clouseau to figure that one out. Billy Bowman looks good. By the way, Oklahoma.
I like Bowman. I like his intensity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's when you see him, you're going to be like, he's not afraid to put his head in there, man. He's a guy that's not afraid to fill the void when it comes to the run game. But I think, Mike, as far as the slot guy and nickel, he's going to be terrific. 404-726-0929. Filling in the blanks, guys, giving you our sights and sounds from camp as we took on the second day of padded practice for the Falcons. We're going to come back. We'll get you caught up on the latest headlines as well. And also, Kyle Pitts on the way. What did he say about the criticism? You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.